BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening, everyone. You are listening to BTV News.
On the morning of April the 8th, the Executive Committee of Bình Định Provincial Party held its 20th conference to review first quarter performance in socio-economic development, national defense and security, and party building, and to set directions for the second quarter while implementing key conclusions from the Central Committee. In the first quarter, the province economies maintained growth momentum, with gross regional domestic product estimated to rise 7.51%. Budget revenue exceeded 4,303 VND trillion. The economy structure continued to shift positively. Agriculture, forestry, fishery accounted for 23.2%, industry construction 30.6%, services 41.9%, and taxi miners subsidized 4.3%. The conference also disseminated conclusion number 137 of Politburo and Secretariat regarding the reorganization of administrative units and the development of a two-tier local government model.
On April 6th in Hanoi, the Ministry of Home Affairs announced the rankings of the Administrative Reform Index and the Public Satisfaction Index of 2024 of ministries, ministerial-level agencies, and people's committees of provinces and centrally administered cities. Bình Định's Administrative Reform Index reached 89.1%, ranking 25th out of 63 provinces and cities, a six-place increase compared to 2023. The Public Satisfaction Index stood at 84.2%, ranking 23rd, a three-place decrease from 2023. This ranking serves as a measure of administrative reform results, reflecting the expectations of the public and organizations towards government at all levels. It helps provinces identify the causes and responsibilities of each organization and individuals in carrying out assigned tasks.
Farmers in An Lão districts have transitioned from small-scale to farm and household-scale livestock operations, converting rice fields and upland plots into grass and corn cultivation areas for food of buffaloes and cows. The district now has over 4,300 livestock raising households with nearly 9,900 cows, 4,000 buffaloes, and more than 25 hectares of forest crops. The An Lão Farmers Association has encouraged members to adopt concentrated farming models, strengthen disease prevention, and prioritize the use of quality breeds to minimize outbreaks.
After a review and update, the total number of households in Phu-My District needing support for the removal of temporary and dilapidated houses in 2025 is 584, including 234 new houses and 350 repairs. As of now, the district has launched the construction and repair of all those houses, achieving 100% of the plan. A total of 174 houses have been completed, reaching nearly 29.8% of the target. The district aims to complete the removal of temporary and dilapidated houses by April 30, 1 month ahead of the provincial plan. And that's the end of the news today. We hope you enjoy the news. See you next time and goodbye for now.